You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Radio.com Sports presents Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, breaking down the latest in sports betting.
Pain in my ass. Nobody knows what's happening. Like, the music just stops. We still see the blue screen. Don't even know if we're on the air. Oh, yeah, come back now, guys. Go ahead. The fuck? Hey, this is Bet Sweats. It's Joe Ostrowski, Ross Tucker here on Friday, getting you set for the divisional round. And Ross, we just broke down the Saturday games. How about these Sunday matchups? Overall, are you? I know you're going to be at the game Saturday, so you're probably more excited about that one. But which one is a better combo of games? The ones we're getting Saturday, Rams, Packers, Ravens, Bills, or what we have in store on Sunday, Browns, Chiefs, Bucks, Saints?
Saturday.
Agree.
I think Ravens Bills is the best game in my mind. And then I'm a little bit nervous about Browns Chiefs. And I think Rams Packers are going to be pretty good. So I would rank it probably Ravens Bills, maybe Bucks Saints, Rams Packers, and then Browns Chiefs last. Although I'm very intrigued to see how the Browns end up playing against the Chiefs.
I hope we don't see it, but there is blowout potential for both of these Sunday games. Let's get into it here. Kansas City's favored by 10 still here on Friday morning. Total, steady at 57. Team total for Kansas City, 33.5. Cleveland side, it is 23.5. The weather doesn't appear. It's like it's going to be too much of a factor. 38 degrees, going to feel like it's 30, 10-mile-per-hour winds. Mostly cloudy throughout the day, and injury-wise, it's looking good for Cleveland. A lot of guys coming back, including their top cornerback, Denzel Ward, which is huge for this matchup against Pat Mahomes and company.
It is, and one thing I need to point out here, Joe, much like I did Ravens-Bills, I'm looking at another book right now where it's Chiefs minus 9.5.
Ooh.
So, again, if you like the Chiefs, shop around. If you like the Browns, take that 10 now while you can get it, because it might go down to 9.5, which, as we said before, is a big difference, really big difference. So that's just something to keep an eye on. I was doing some getting ready for the show, researching, Joe. I looked at a couple other books, and I noticed that, you know, the lines for Bucks, Saints, and Rams, Packers are the same everywhere, but there's a half a point difference to a key number for both Ravens, Bills, and Browns, Chiefs. That was notable in my mind. You know, I don't understand this line. I mean, this line, I think, is disrespectful to the Cleveland Browns. Like, so many people have been all season. So many people have been forever, and I'm kind of sick of it. I am. Like, can we go over the Chiefs? This is since December 6th. Well, let me just go over the Chiefs, okay? This is important. This is illustrative, all right? I will go back to – how far should I go back? Okay,
middle I'll go of back the year?
November 8th. November 8th. You ready?
Yeah.
Chiefs 33, Panthers 31. Chiefs 35, Raiders 31. Chiefs 27, Bucks 24. Chiefs 22, Broncos 16. Chiefs 33, Dolphins 27. Chiefs 32, Saints 29. Chiefs 17, Falcons 14, and then the last game they lost by 17 to the Chargers. Mahomes didn't play. How many games is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 games in a row where they won by 6 points or less. 7, Joe. So what the hell is going on with them? Like, they might blow them out. It might happen, and I'll be wrong. But what I'll ask you this, at Joe0670. What evidence is there for that to be the spread for this game? Based on what?
It is completely inflated. It's the mind of the sports better, just the sports fan. A lot of them are so scared about Pat Mahomes. And I went through this for years covering the Blackhawks when they would get to the playoffs. When you reach greatness, and we've seen so much greatness from Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid, and we all know about the Super Bowl, all that stuff. What people expect moving forward is, okay, you are so good that you kind of just decide when you're going to hit that next level. It's up to you. It doesn't have anything to do with the opponent. We see that that is not the case. I think the mentality of a lot of people and why they're willing to lay Kansas City minus 10 is they think that they can flip the switch and turn on, hey, guys, we were bored by the regular season, certainly in the second half. We let teams hang around. We're just waiting for this time of the year. We're coming off the bye. We are ready to go. Now we're busting out the good plays, and we are going to crush Cleveland on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, that might happen. But I'm not betting on that to happen. Based on everything my eyes have seen the last 2 months. By the way, the Browns are good. The Browns have won 12 football games. The Browns running backs are total badasses. Their O-line. Now, here's the thing that bothers me a little bit. No Jack Conklin at right tackle. I don't think Jack Conklin is going to play. And that bothers me because that means Frank Clark will be going up against Kendrick Lamb, who didn't look that great last week against the Steelers when he came in the game. Mm-hmm. I'd feel even better about the Browns if Conklin was playing, but I like Cleveland plus the 10. You're going to give me 10 points? Like, here's what I would say, Joe. I don't think they're going to win the game, but I wouldn't be shocked if they did. Ooh. I wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, the Browns. I'd be like, yeah, the Browns probably ran the crap out of the ball. They played zone. Myles Garrett got after Mahomes, stripped him once, and, you know, they won 31-27. Browns. All these scores are the same, 33-27, 32-29, 33-31. Like, that's the area where the Chiefs live. That's where they live. I can see the Browns winning this game 31-27. So if you're going to give me 10 points, I'm going to devour 10 points and feel damn good about it. Cleveland plus the 10 for me.
Here's what we don't talk about when it comes to Kansas City, because they have one of the best coaches in the world and they have the best quarterback in the world and all the weapons on the outside with Hill and Kelsey, everyone. We can go up and down the list. What we don't talk about is Kansas City's defense enough. And we've learned this year that the strength of the Browns, obviously, is their run game. We know what Stefanski's going to do. They're going to try and keep Mahomes on the sideline as much as possible. And when you look at this Chiefs run defense, Ross, 31st in the NFL in rush DVOA. Rushing defense DVOA, they are second to dead last. That's big advantage, Browns. Nick Chubb, he scored touchdowns in 7 straight games. Andy Reid, with extra time to prepare, he's outstanding. 18-3 straight up, but he wasn't favored by 10. He's not covering a clip at 80% against the spread in all those games. They may win, but it doesn't mean they're going to win by at least 11 points. That's interesting to me that I did check all the legal books in my state, Illinois, your state, Pennsylvania, and none of them are at that number of 9.5. I wonder if that means that it will start to come down, Because if it does across the board come down a little bit into single digits, there will be a lot of people that will just hammer Kansas City. I'm not one of them.
Wait a minute. You couldn't find the 9.5 anywhere?
No. No, I don't know if you looked offshore. Not at the legal ones that I see here in Illinois.
It went back up to 10.
Did it?
It went back up to 10. I was looking at a legal one, and it's back up to 10 now, Joe. That's so funny. You just said that. Now Ravens are still getting 3 against the Bills. But when you said that, I just refreshed my page. It's back up to 10. It was 9.5 when we started the show. So that just tells you, anytime it goes under 10, people are going to jump on the Chiefs.
Yep. Yep. It's probably only going to climb, right? By the time we get to kickoff Sunday.
I don't know if it'll go down again. I think you're right.
Yeah. They tried it. They tried it, and they saw, okay. Yeah, that's not going to work. So it's only going one direction, and it's the public money is going to be coming in over the next 2 days. I would assume that most of the public is going to be on the Chiefs.
Would you be shocked if the Browns won, Joe?
10-point favorite, divisional round, the great Pat Mahomes. I'd be very surprised.
I don't even know that I'd be that surprised.
Really?
I'd be like, okay.
If Pat Mahomes goes down in his first playoff game after winning the Super Bowl, you wouldn't be that surprised?
I'd be surprised, but I wouldn't be like, Monday, I wouldn't be like, it's a great, like, I wouldn't put it on the list of great, great upsets in playoff history in my mind. I mean, if the Chiefs were playing better coming into the playoffs, then maybe. And I know their fans think that they can just turn it on, turn it off, and that they were bored, and that they and it felt that way. They would get these leads in these games, then they'd let the other team back. It was almost like Wile E. Coyote, right? Like, they get the lead, slow down, let the other team camp back, and then Mahomes would go, ah! To the finish line again, you know, just after he gave the other team hope. It was unbelievable.
The two MVP candidates this year, that's what they've been doing all year. Aaron Rodgers, the same thing. Green Bay, get out to a big lead in the first half, let the opponent in, and do just enough to win.
By the way, I don't know if you saw this tweet earlier, Joe. I just want to make this point. You know, I follow every level of football closely. I follow recruiting closely, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have we talked about Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers? We already talked about that?
I don't think so.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're probably going to go 1-2 for NFL MVP.
Right.
They're in the highest recruited state for high school quarterbacks.
Oh, yes, we did. Right.
We did talk about that.
Yes.
And neither one of them ever got a D1 offer. Like,
yeah.
I'll never get over that. Like, that is amazing to me. Absolutely amazing.
Probably a longer conversation for another day. But have we learned much more in recent years about the evaluation of the most important position in all of sports? Because there are some unreal hits that make a lot of people a lot of money for 15 to 20 years, like in Kansas City with Mahomes. And there are a ridiculous amount of misses. And, you know, everybody knows about Chicago. And there are countless other examples. If we want to go back to Jamarcus Russell, number one overall, stuff like that. Does it still seem to be just random? Or have we learned much more about the position?
You know what I was going to say, Joe? I feel like it's getting better. Like, think about all the first-round pick quarterbacks recently, right? Like, Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. Obviously, Trubisky was the one that didn't work out there. Then the next year, Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Josh Rosen's the one that didn't work out there.
Sure.
Darnold. It used to feel like it was 50-50 at best. Now it feels like it's better than 50-50. If you take a quarterback in the first round, they're going to have some success. Look at this year. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, they look like they're winners. Tua, I think the jury's still out on a little bit, but that would be 2 out of 3 ain't bad, 66%. It feels like they're doing a better job with it now. I think it feels like they're realizing mobility is more important than they thought. It does feel like they're doing a better job evaluating that position.
I think you're right. We are both on Cleveland plus 10. Take the Browns and the points. And if you want to wait, you think that's going to get to 11? I think there's a chance that it does at least get above 10. So the last game of the week here on Sunday night, we've got the Bucs at the Saints. They played twice in the regular season. New Orleans is favored by 3, total of 52. Team total is the Saints 27.5. The Bucs 24.5. Injury report, some Tampa Bay players popping up, but it sounds like they're going to play. You have Godwin, Mike Evans, Ronald Jones, all listed as questionable. And then on the New Orleans side, Latavius Murray, he's been dealing with a quad, has not practiced this week. Taysom Hill, he's got a knee, but he'll be out there. We saw him last week. He'll probably be out there. And Jared Cook dealing with a back injury, he's been limited throughout the week, but it sounds like he will be out there. Ross Tucker, is this one of the games that you have a strong opinion on?
Yes.
Okay.
I really like both teams that are catching 3. And that's, well, I guess the Ravens are only catching 2.5 at points bet, but I like the Bucs quite a bit in this game. You know, I'll lay out some of the reasons, Joe. Number one, the Saints have really, really struggled being able to put teams away in the playoffs. They just can't do it. They have not been able to do it in recent years. That's number one. Number two, the Bucs are playing so much better than they were earlier in the year. So much better. Brady's playing so much better than he was. Like light years better. Feels like he and Arians and Byron Leftwich figured it out. Feels like he is throwing the ball better than he has and is more in sync with Antonio Brown and Godwin and Mike Evans. And it feels like the Bucs are primed and ready for this. And I just have a very tough time picturing Tom Brady losing 3 times in the same season to anybody. I just, I'll believe it when I see it. And they're also getting Devin White back, their best defensive player, who didn't play last week on the COVID list. Steve McClendon, one of their 2 stud run-stuffing D tackles with Sue. I like the Bucs. I think this is a toss-up game. Now, this is one where I understand the spread. Saints beat them twice. Saints are at home. Totally understand the spread. I don't think this line is off like I did Browns Chiefs or Bills Ravens. I think this line is fine. I just happen to think that the Bucs are going to win this game. So I would take the 3, but you could also look to the money line, which is plus 145.
So one of the narratives in this game, can you beat a team 3 times? This is how some people are deciding to bet it. Oh, it's so difficult to beat a team 3 times, and that would be the case for the Saints if they were to win. Since 1970, there have been 21 playoff matchups where one team has beaten the other team twice in the regular season. In those 21 games, The team that won in the regular season is 14-7 straight up. So stop saying it's so hard to beat a team three times. We've seen it 14 out of the 21 times it's happened. So I think that is a non-factor. And Ross, I am concerned because we agree on a lot of these games, and this is one of them. The first matchup, and I know, 2-0 during the year, I'm throwing that one completely out. This is a completely different team for both sides, actually. New Orleans, too, completely different. First game of the year, Brady's first game with this offense, with these teammates. And by the way, he hasn't even had many of the offensive weapons that he's going to have on Sunday throughout much of the year. I like the Bucs, too, for a lot of the reasons that you stated there. And I understand that Brady has gone up against some soft defenses here at the tail end since their Week 13 bye with Detroit, Atlanta, Minnesota. Washington was not a soft defense. 7 yards per play last week against the football team. And when you throw Gronk and his playoff history and 12 receiving touchdowns in the postseason, Godwin, AB, Mike Evans, too. I have a tough time. We talked about it with Matt Bowen the other day. The Saints, where's the explosion on offense? How is Drew Brees going to push the ball down the field? How are they going to put up some points here? Big question. Marshawn Lattimore has been amazing against Mike Evans in their last three matchups. Evans has 0 catches on 6 targets, and Lattimore's been shadowing him for 72 routes, 0 catches, on 6 targets. But if Mike Evans doesn't produce a ton for the Bucs, that's okay because of all the other weapons that they have. I'm with you. Give me the Bucs +3.
Love it. Yeah, it's a little scary, Joe. We're sharing a lot of the same bets, a lot of the same brains here. We both like the Bucs +3. We both like the Browns +10. We're on opposite sides of Packers, Rams, but I'm not really taking the Rams. I'm teasing the Packers down, pairing it with the Ravens up. I forget, Joe, what did you say on Ravens Bills? You like the Ravens teased up too, right?
I like them teased up, but I like them +3 a lot.
Yeah. What we talked about this yesterday. You said it was +440, right? The money line for Bucks Ravens.
Correct.
Parlay?
Yes.
That's pretty enticing to me. Very enticing.
Yeah, I'll probably do that one too. We got some teasers. We've got some money line dog parlays. That's the only way you can bet on underdogs on the money line, right? You agree?
Yes. Yeah, I think you should do that. I think you should pair them together and go big or go home.
Lattimore on Evans all game. Is that the way they're going to play it?
Yes. Why would they play it any other way?
Yeah.
You went over the numbers. Lattimore has dominated that matchup. That's exactly what they should do.
How did the Saints win? Is it because of their defense? Is it all about the yak with Kamara? Michael Thomas back in the mix, had a pretty good game against the Bears defense last week. Can we make a case for New Orleans winning and covering the 3?
The case would be that it's very similar to the last time they play. They played the Saints D line dominates a Bucs O line that's without their starting right guard, Alex Kappa. So Aaron Stinney will be in there. And the DBs, man to man, lock up the receivers for the Bucs. That's what they did last time. The Saints won those 1-on-1 matchups up front. And in the secondary, Janoris Jenkins, Marshawn Lattimore, they owned it. They owned the Bucs receivers. They're going to try to do that again. That's the logic. And then Breeze against a Bucs secondary that can be had.
All right, Ross, you've got a roll. Can't wait till Monday when we're talking about the conference championship Sunday that's all set up. Enjoy the game. Have a great broadcast. We'll be listening on Westwood One.
Yeah, can't wait. I'll be on a bunch of these radio.com stations tomorrow morning for You Better You Bet weekend with Costos and Sarah Perlman and Damon Amendolara. And then tomorrow night, Bills Ravens. Have a great weekend.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.